April 7th, 2015. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. To all things there is a season. This is the season of the correction of the heart of the world. This correction is a call to truth through discernment between good and evil. Ponder for a moment how the world would be if all people could clearly define good from evil. There would be no more war, apostasy, or heresy. There would be no more violence, terrorism, or false religions. Good would no longer be portrayed as evil, and evil as good. God's will would be the focus of every heart. Then I would take up my sovereign reign as king of all hearts. But as it is, I come to correct, and I am ignored. I come to offer holy love as a solution, and I am rejected. My urgent pleas and warnings are met with indifference. Therefore, I am calling together a remnant faithful who will listen and who will pray and sacrifice for the good of all people and all nations. I call together those who wisely seek my mother's protection of their faith in this age of apostasy. I call each one to recognize evil and to proclaim good. Be united, dear faithful ones, and pray that your ranks increase. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10. Synopsis: As you, remnant faithful, have risen with Christ, seek always to live in holy and divine love in the manner of Christ. As you have died to your former ways of sin, and your life in holy love is hidden with Christ, when Christ your life shall appear, you will appear with him in glory. Therefore renounce all vices of self-love as you had lived them before, because the wrath of God comes upon unbelievers. Also put away all anger, wrath, malice, abusive and foul language, and especially all untruth. Strip away all deeds of unrighteousness of your old ways, and put on the new ways of Christ, being renewed in perfect knowledge, according to the image of the Creator. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you once walked, when you lived in them. But now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices, and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.